Well, Monday morning, at around about this time, is when we like to chat about the brand new music you're going to be hearing all this week on 2SER. And our music director, Andrew Cadori, joins me in the studio to have a chat about it. Good morning, mate.
Hey there, Nick. How are you going?
Now, I got a bit cheeky here and I started playing something before you started talking about it. But what are we listening to?
We're listening to Ólafur Arnalds, who's a very popular Icelandic pianist and composer, especially in Europe. He's one of the big stars in the ever-growing sphere of neoclassical music. Now, that's a term that gets bandied about a bit. It's a little bit controversial, but it's a good catch-all tag for this kind of music. If you don't know what neoclassical music is, it's people who take classical music elements and put it in other kind of, music such as rock music or ambient music or dub music. And we've heard this from the likes of Nils Frahm and Sophie Hutchings from out of Sydney do this really, really well. It's kind of similar to post-rock where, you know you're playing different kind of music on rock instruments. And as you can hear, there's a classical kind of lilt to what Ólafur Arnalds is doing here. This is his latest album, which is called Island Songs. Now, he's a very structured composer. He's admitted this himself. And what he decided to do was to shake up his compositional style. And he wrote 7 songs in 7 weeks in 7 locations around Iceland, just to kind of put himself in different situations, different compositional ideals and all that kind of thing. And he's come up with this album, which is a very mixed bag. There's vocals throughout as well. And he's struggled being a perfectionist in the past by his own admission. Yeah. And he toured Australia in 2013, and I hear he aims to return next year. So this is a really good taste of what you could expect if he comes out and performs live.
Should we give it a little bit of a listen?
Let's.
I really like that, and I love that you referenced Nils Frahm, because I absolutely loved his work. I think, was he a feature album last year for a little while?
We haven't actually featured Nils. We've played Nils a lot, but if you're interested, Nils and Ólafur Arnalds have made an album together this year as well, so that might be something you'd like to check out.
I think I definitely would.
It's a double whammy of this kind of stuff, so if you like this kind of stuff, Ólafur Arnalds, Island Songs is the name of his new record.
Alrighty, what's up next?
Well, something completely different. It's from a fellow called David West, a Melburnian who now lives in the US, and he used to be a member of Total Control, the Eddie Current Suppression Ring spin-off that, you know, used a lot of synths and, sounded like Devo more than anything else, and gladly so. So, look, he's got his own album out called Peace or Love, and it's seemingly recorded very lo-fi, in the bedroom kind of stuff, moves from that kind of real ramshackle lo-fi guitar pop to something that sounds a little bit more like song sketches, really rough song sketches from the Avalanches. It's got a really restless but really positive spirit about it and a really vivid outlook on pop music. Last week we heard Katie Day, another bedroom recording artist. Look, just so much good stuff that's being made with thorough imagination from the confines of the bedroom. Let's hear a little bit from David West.
All right, here it is.
Au contraire, I don't think you care. Au contraire, you were never there. This far said, you were here today.
Okay, that's not what I expected at all.
Look, it's really joyous, it's really dry,
but
you know who it reminds me of as well in that track, which is called Au contraire? Jens Lehmann. So, yeah, look. This is a really diverse record, so you don't really know what you're going to get track to track. And so, David West, the new record is called Peace or Love. It's on Tough Love Records, so you can go to the Bandcamp and discover it there.
Okay, I might actually do that.
Yeah, cool.
All right, and one last track to edge out for our brand new music chat this week.
But we're going to hear from Lisa Hannigan, who is from Ireland. It's her first album in 5 years. It's called At Swim. And she's huge in Ireland, where she comes from. She's toured here before. She actually came out here in 2011 for the Way to Blue Nick Drake tribute concert, which was an amazing show put on at the Sydney Opera House with a host of artists. And she was one of the stars of the show because she's got an incredible voice. This album's been produced by The National's Aaron Desner, who also produced Leluk from Melbourne last year and really brought some nice subtle touches to their music. He's also worked with Sharon Van Etten and I think introduced some nice subtleties to her as well. So we're talking about really hushed songs where the star is essentially Lisa Hannigan's voice. It's really light, but it just carries this presence through this album. So we're talking about Baroque folk here, but there's a lot of electronica and atmospheric texture. If you like The National, you will want to hear this record. So it's from Lisa Hannigan. It's called At Swim. It's out right now. It came out on Friday. I thought we'd end with a track.
I think we should too. We're going to listen to Low, and you and I will chat more new music this time next week.
Have a great week, Nick.
Yeah.